Grilling Steak. I'm feeling like really tired today. And that's when I went participate in the Great American Smoke Outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was climbing back up the stairs, my leg muscles are kind of sore. I take the stairs like an Olympian.
Crepiditis? What is it?
No, that's crepitus. That's what my knee clicks.
Crepitus. Okay.
That's crepitus. Now I have PVD, which is peripheral vascular disease. It's, let's see, how much time do I have left? I may also experience symptoms like buttock pain, numbness or tingling in the legs, weakness. I got to check the color of my feet because they could turn pale blush or dark reddish.
Did you see that last thing on the list there?
Can't repeat it? It
starts with an I and it ends with an imp.
Ian, it's not ice. It's it's a three syllable word that sounds a little bit like importance.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Rich. You're
really, they get all that from you having struggled coming up the stairs.
It's more serious than I thought.
I think I got it at Baumhauer's last night. We had a nice turnout for Rosie's.
You know, I hear it's going around.
And now this.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We mentioned the anniversary of a product on this tape.
I make my own.
Some high clouds mixed in with sunshine today. The warming trend continues up to about 73. He makes his own. Partly cloudy, not as cool tonight. Overnight low 50. Tomorrow, mid-70s. Mostly dry day. Can't rule out a stray shower towards evening, but I think the better rain chances hold off till late Friday night. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday just about any time, ending and turning much colder Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high will only be, let's say, in the upper 50s compared to the 70s, so that's going to be a big change. And the next frontal system coming in Tuesday night as we look at Thanksgiving week weather. That looks like a pretty significant system Tuesday night into Wednesday early. Right now this morning, 46 degrees, a few high clouds at 7:03. Hopefully, we're not going to hear of any accidents this morning. Boy, that's an awful feeling. First of all, boom, it happens. Second, it's just this rush of adrenaline. Third, you're thinking about what you have to do, and then, you know, all these thoughts rush through your mind. But then I'm thinking, I had this last one in 2016 when somebody bumped into the back of me while I was sitting at a light, at least I know I'm going to Montgomery Paint and Body. They've been in the business for 35 years now, and I've been going there for over 30 years with several vehicles, and they've taken good care of me, and that's why I keep going back. Because Donnie Turner and son Brandon Turner and the whole crew at Montgomery Paint and Body, their mission is being meticulous and thorough. Well, I guess that means the same thing. And that's why they're still in the business. They don't take any shortcuts and pocket the money. Some people do that. Anyway, the insurance companies love working with Montgomery Paint and Body. When I tell my guy where I'm taking it, no problem, absolutely. Because they are straight shooters and always have been. So they'll take good care of you. They've taken good care of every one of us in this room, except Bailey.
Bailey, the driving dog.
The driving dog. She was arrested. You get that phone call, that it's just amazing because you know that your car has been detailed as well. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new, it may be better.
I do have a convoluted intro for Random Facts if I live to.
Well, good.
If you live.
If you live to.
Oh, boy.
Right now, I think we should check traffic. And if I'm still around, I'll be still around.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's a busy Thursday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we have a lot of cars headed out of Wetumpka this morning on 231 into the city. We're seeing more action on Congressman Dickinson, Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown Montgomery.
I-65 and 85, a lot of cars inbound this morning, especially through the interchange downtown, and we're going to see that big push out of Prattville here in just a bit. Boulevard getting busy as well. Drive carefully. We have no accidents to report at this time. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. Buckle up. Be safe out there. And you don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, coming up later, we'll have animal stories, and that includes a story of a turkey stalking a neighborhood mail truck. And yesterday, remember we did the story about the heroic Yorkie?
Sure.
During World War II?
Smokey? Yeah.
Smokey the Yorkie.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Skipper told me that his Yorkie is a pedigreed direct descendant of that dog.
And he has the papers to prove it.
The papers to prove it. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah. Maybe I'll go over to Jack Ingram after the show and see if I can get a one-month lease on something.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You won't make it that long, will you?
Is it possible you could just be tired one day? I did sleep.
Yesterday it was me. Today it's you.
And it was also Baumhauer's for you last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said he was feeling great when he was making the Reuben sandwiches, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
This is odd. Something in the air is Thunderclap Newman once said. Our job is to make you aware of vehicles they have at Jack Ingram's signature used cars in the category of vehicles under $10,000. They all have something very important in common. Even though you'll see everything from sedans to SUVs to vans and more, these cars have been vetted. They have been tested. They have been Carfaxed. And everything in this category is a vehicle that you can buy with confidence. And they have an incredible selection. I see they just added a 2011 Buick Regal CXL Turbo. It's a pretty nice machine. It's under eight. Mileage on these vehicles is all reasonable. 2011 Nissan Maxima, a car you can drive for 20 years, is there with 105,000 miles on it, and it looks like it just rolled off the factory floor. Now, sometimes looks can be deceiving. Depends on where you're shopping. Tip Thames took a car in while I was there in his office, and it looked beautiful. I was standing in front of the place when it pulled up, and it was a Jetta, and that's going to be a great car for somebody. But he pulled the Carfax on it, and he said, "We ain't going to be selling this one. It's been through two major repairs from accidents." So off to the auction it goes. They take a lot of cars in trade. Very few make it back on the signature used car lot. So, like I said, shop with confidence. If financing is an issue for you, they have 22 different programs. They're bound to find a way to get you into a better set of wheels at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Grand Eastern Bypass. Get led into temptation. That starts by visiting jackingram.com. At 710, your local news and random facts, convoluted intro, all of it next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have opened a death investigation after a 58-year-old man was found dead inside his home Wednesday. Police say the man's vehicle is also missing. Troy police are searching for a person of interest in the case. A judge is ordering DNA testing for the man arrested in connection to Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. Anaya was last seen on October 23rd in Auburn. The judge ordered the testing after prosecutors revealed DNA evidence from a man was found in Anaya's car. And the Salvation Army kicked off its annual Red Kettle campaign Wednesday. This year's goal is to raise $300,000. The Red Kettles will appear outside of 43 businesses and organizations in the Montgomery area. They are still looking for volunteer bell ringers to collect donations. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama License number 92244.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
November 21st is False Confession Day. Okay, fine. I admit it. There's no such thing as False Confession Day. I made the whole thing up. Felt good to get that off my chest. Have a nice False Confession Day.
And now, you know, I really can't stand
random facts.
That was good.
Pull that one.
That was well done. Also clever. You get points.
Thank you.
You get points. Did you know? You ever heard of the cat breed, the Scottish Fold?
I have not.
I can't say I have.
Scottish Fold.
They're you'd have to look them up because to really see what they are. They're cute and just adorable as all hell.
Are they plaid?
They're not plaid. But they have this thing with their ears. Their ears are kind of folded down a little bit. Yeah. That's why they call them a Scottish Fold. They're descended from a single barn cat named Susie.
One cat.
One single cat. Just like Scott. Not Scotty. The Yorkie. What was his name? What was this Yorkie's name?
Smokey?
Smokey.
Smokey, yeah.
It's like Scotty, Sparky. I couldn't remember what it was. Anyway, a local shepherd found Susie and started a breeding program in 1966. Susie and her descendants' iconic floppy ears are actually a sign of a painful genetic disease where the cat's cartilage is weak.
Huh.
Yeah, most of these... sometimes you see these animals that are breeded specifically, and it's not people prioritize looks over health when it comes to their pets a lot of times.
That's very true.
And it's horrible.
What?
I posted that picture of the Gerber baby at 93,
right?
And Morris Drinnenberg said I was scrolling too fast. I thought it was Kay Ivey.
It does.
It does
look
like Kay Ivey.
Oh my God.
The one on the left does.
Oh. So perhaps you've heard the term that Pierre Charles Jean Baptiste Silvestri de Villeneuve did not kill himself. Maybe you've heard that. Maybe you haven't.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Well, what about Epstein?
That's exactly what this is referencing, because the French admiral that I just listed there lost the Battle of Trafalgar. Going back to Trafalgar again.
Oh, yeah. Another Trafalgar back.
A year later, he was found dead in a French hotel room with 6 stab wounds in his left lung and 1 in his heart. His death was ruled a suicide.
I don't know. If I'm stabbing myself, I'm going to stop at 5. That's just me, though.
6 in his left lung and 1 in his heart.
Probably not.
Probably a suicide, right?
Yeah, no.
By the way, I have a fake commercial for something called Epstein's Turkey Farm.
Okay.
And right. It's really edgy.
Could you imagine the ways that you'd have to have a really long rack of Christmas stockings with letters on them to spell out Pierre Charles Jean-Baptiste.
Du Sable. I know that name because we had a Du Sable High School in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
No. Did you know in 1951, Natalie Carbone Mangini became the first female scientist at the Westinghouse. They meant to hire a man, but they misread her resume. They gave her an interview anyway, and when she showed up, she took the job as a radiochemist. She worked on the world's first full-scale atomic reactor and the first nuclear submarine.
How about that?
Yeah. Did you know this is today's smokeout day, right?
Yeah, whatever. And yeah. Great National Smokeout.
Cigarette butts are a huge threat to marine life. Each one contaminating 40 liters of groundwater for at least 7 days, exposing over 7,000 toxins in the environment and taking up to 10 years to break down.
And that's why I'm chairman of the Responsible Butt Disposal Committee.
Yeah, I saw your butt can outside.
Yeah.
No butts about it, man.
And then there's the butt tube.
That we play butt-skitball.
Yeah, the basketball butt-skitball tube. did you know there was an American man who built a log cabin in Alaska, and then he just kept building. He kept adding more and more floors. He reached 185 feet with this log cabin. At that point, he was forced to stop building because federal airspace starts at 200 feet.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
He still intends to squeeze in just one more floor before hitting that 200 mark. Kind of curious what that log cabin looks like. In fact, I'm going to click on that link and check it out later.
Did you ever get into Lincoln Logs?
And, tons. Yeah. I'd always really build tall. Them. I'd either build them very wide or very tall.
Right. Yeah.
And then I would take one of my larger cars and just run through it and knock it down.
I love it.
Did you know the sign, no shirt, no shoes, no service?
Yep.
Commonly seen in the store, in the doors of stores. That thing went mainstream in the 1960s, mainly as an attempt to keep hippies from shopping in their store.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And it's also now country songs, right?
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to show you a picture of this log cabin real quick.
Oh.
It looks like it's teetering on the...
Yeah. I wouldn't...
Looks like it's almost made with Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, right?
I don't know if I want the penthouse in that thing. Yeah. It looks a little...
I don't know how that... I don't know... Okay. How do you get up there? Did you know? And I did not know this until just now. Oh, what? We only have...
Do this one.
Okay. Well, you know, if I keep this one and don't do it, we'll have five.
Okay.
And that'll fit in with the theme of the opener.
That'll work for me.
Yeah. Coming up, we're going to talk about cranberry sauce.
Ah.
Yeah. The kind that comes in a can and makes that wonderful noise.
Yes, you got to slide the knife around the edge.
Yeah, that noise.
Because when it slides into the dish you present it in, it's so easy to slice it.
Yeah.
Put that on a high key. That sound.
Yeah, Amelia Earhart. We're going to talk about her. Also, the Nutcracker Ballet, Indianapolis, Indiana, and a fantastic program that they have there. We'll talk about that. And vehicle sales in Norway. We'll give you a little random fact about that. All coming up.
Speaking of Nutcracker, last night at Baumhauer's, for the first time in a long time, we saw Mr. V.
Let's get nuts.
Remember him?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I met him once.
That's his handle on when he calls in.
Oh, okay.
I might have met him once out there.
Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is a company dedicated to restoring choices in lives that have had them taken away by a cruel twist of fate. Sometimes it's one of our soldiers who was in the wrong spot at the wrong time catches a bullet, or perhaps is a victim of an explosion of some type, comes back and begins the long process of rehabilitation. Sometimes it's somebody who is driving like on an everyday normal day, somebody drunk runs a light and they get T-boned. They're in the hospital facing a long recuperation. This is where Gulf States Mobility steps in, A, to get the person out of the hospital and home to a home that's safe and navigable for them. That's the first thing they do, so they don't have to move or live in a different type of housing situation. Secondly, choice restoration. How quickly can we get this person behind the wheel of a car safely with our new voice command technology vehicles, the VIMs? They sell those at Gulf States. They equip them there, too. Their workshop is a house of invention because each situation requires a customized approach, including motorized equipment. They're also available with long-term loan arrangements that are very consumer-friendly. They do great work. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. But if you need them, you'll be glad they're there. 514-6590 or look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. 721.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The later in the morning we get, the busier we get. 231 out of Wetumpka really filling up now. We're seeing a big presence of cars on the Eastern Boulevard, East-South Boulevard, Troy Highway into the Eastern Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Very busy now through downtown Montgomery. Use caution. Drive carefully. We have no accidents to report at this time. We will keep you updated all morning long right here on Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota. Special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs and wings, all smoked over 5 hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with 8 beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No leftovers here. We serve only fresh.
Random.
Very tight. That is good
job.
Nice.
Didn't have to do it. Didn't have to. I had 5 going, so he could have just let it run.
Now he does 2 a day.
I know, right?
I thought here on my last show, I would make reach back and make.
Maybe that's why you've got the importance.
Be ridiculous. Your last show's at 3.
Yeah, I got the importance.
Because you're doing the 2 a day. Slow down there, slugger. Did you know cranberry sauce cans always have the label on upside down?
I noticed that.
So that it will be stocked on shelves in the correct orientation. This will preserve an air bubble that is in the can that makes it possible to get it out in one piece without having to open both ends.
Now, that's a great random fact.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
That's a ceremony at my Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The presentation of the...
Exactly.
The ringed,
a little bit of a jiggle.
Can't do that with the crunchy. I don't like those.
No.
I don't want any cranberries in my cranberry sauce. I want the jellied.
By the way, you'll have to provide your own cranberries. I don't do cranberries.
I have some in my car.
But the cranberry sauce out of the can is just open up the can, slop it out, and then cut it in half. We each get a half a can of cranberry sauce each. Mmm,
yep.
Delicious. Are you making a plate for yourself, or are you just making one for me?
Well, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to eat for breakfast tomorrow, but I mean, I might bring it. If you're not doing breakfast, then I will do that.
Okay. Yeah. Did you know Amelia Earhart and Eleanor Roosevelt once snuck out of a White House event, commandeered an airplane, and went on a joyride to Baltimore?
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say this.
Joyride.
Yeah, not in Baltimore anymore. You see, their mayor got indicted on 11 felonies this week. The previous mayor of Baltimore, 11 felonies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they just passed the 300 murder mark. It's not what it used to be.
Ooh, excuse me. Did you know the Nutcracker Ballet was originally a commercial failure? It only gained popularity in the late 1960s. Currently, most American ballet companies generate 40% of their annual revenue from the performance of the Nutcracker.
I believe that.
I didn't know that it wasn't popular before the late 60s. How about that? Interesting.
Kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. It was made in 46, didn't become a legend until...
Until the copyright ran out and any station could play it, and that's when it became popular. Wow.
Odd, isn't it?
Very odd.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons the track was picked to use in Fantasia from 1940.
Hmm.
It just because it wasn't being used, nobody was performing it. Although, you know, ironically, Fantasia was a failure as well when it was released. But it is also my favorite Disney film.
Really?
I love the... I have no idea the amount of talent that must go into something putting together animation set to music.
Yeah.
You have to... Hand-drawn animation.
Yeah.
Hand-drawn animation set to music so that when the hippopotamus makes a big splash in the pool, it times with that big cue in the track. It's just...
Is it on Disney Plus?
It is.
Okay.
Both Fantasia and the sequel they did. Did you know there's a program in Indianapolis, Indiana called NODA, NODA.
NODA.
You could spend all day trying to figure out what NODA stands for, but I will tell you. No one dies alone.
Oh, I'm so glad to know that. in case you missed my announcement earlier today.
I'm dying over here.
You might want to take a quick trip to Indiana. Volunteers will stay beside a dying patient who has no one to visit them and will stay there with them.
Actually, I like this idea.
Until they pass.
I like this idea.
But can you imagine being a volunteer for that? How?
Well, it's difficult.
How?
But
it's like hospice workers.
Hospice is really, I don't know how, they're angels, but I don't know how you do that. They're amazing.
I don't laugh. I think I could do that because I've done it.
I think you probably could because of the type of personality you have. I think so.
And finally, our last random fact for you today. Did you know that 48% of passenger vehicle sales in Norway are pure electric? The Tesla brand is the best-selling car in that country.
And soon Mustang.
Maybe that's what Mustang's doing. They're getting into the Norway market.
That's what it is.
So those are all of your random facts.
All right, these guys are going to caucus on a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. First, a big thank you to everybody who came and helped us celebrate Rosie's birthday last night at Baumhauer's. That was great. And Charles Hollis's grandson as well. It was a double celebration. If you get to Baumhauer's between 2 and 6, you can take advantage of their halftime specials. That's greatly reduced price on all drinks. Half off pints, well drinks, half off glasses and bottles of wine, and half off some great menu options like the Hot Lips. Somebody was having those last night. Who was doing that? Somebody had those last night. I can't remember who. They're really good. They are big, boneless, and fried hunks of chicken that are just incredible with any of Baumhauer's great sauces.
Did you guys do a cake for Rosie?
Yeah, we did an Oreo cake.
Oh.
It was quite spectacular, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
They also do the tailgate burger at half price. That's tailgate burger and fries. That's the one with the fried egg on it.
Oh, I love that.
Baumhauer's, by the way, has the best burgers. Why? Because they mix ground sirloin and ground chuck. It is a very flavorful blend. So when you are at Baumhauer's and you order a burger, take a bite before you load it with ketchup and mustard, because it really is tasty. Sweet potato fries dipped in Thai sweet sauce and more. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Halftime is 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, in the location on Eastern Boulevard. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get to that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, which has prompted a number of Facebook Messenger posts asking me to show the picture, we talked about the log cabin up in Alaska.
Yeah.
Where he kept adding more and more and more and more floors. He had to stop at some point because he was reaching federal airspace. At how many feet, where does federal airspace begin?
He's getting close.
Did you have to check when you had your big erection on the backyard for your weather station?
No, not at all.
Because it looks mighty tall.
No.
From the way the photograph.
Federal airspace, the FAA came by and they said,
they gave them the blessing.
Good.
That's impressive, sir.
Prattville International Airport. 272-9228 if you have the number to that question. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Solo sounds festive.
There you go.
Oh!
I think I embedded something there. All right, while Jay is queuing up callers, let's check traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Busy conditions on the road right now. We are seeing a little bit of lag inbound on I-85 from about Chantilly Parkway to Taylor Road. It's getting busy at the interchange, and we're about to see that push start out of Prattville here in the next few minutes. Going to get very busy downtown. We have a lot of cars on 231 out of Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway is very busy to Madison Avenue inbound. Vaughn Road doing a good bit of business this morning, as well as Norman Bridge into downtown. Drive carefully. We have no accidents at this time. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hugh, get to be first on the... Hugh.
Hi.
Yes.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think?
Good
you
morning.
Have the answer to this
How
one?
How are you?
Good. Hey, yeah, yeah.
How are you?
So, tell us this...
Where does airspeed... Where does the federal airspace, where does that start?
Is it 200 feet?
You are right. How tall is the log cabin currently? Do you know?
Was it 185?
You are right about that.
Oh, yeah. This guy pays attention.
What color shirt does Jay have on right now? Okay.
Yellow.
No, that would be rich.
Sorry, we now have to take your prize back.
That would be rich. No. If you watch this on the... I can understand you...
It looks like a Pittsburgh Steeler today.
I never thought about that, but you're right. No, you're a winner. You've got it.
And, hang on.
Stand by.
Okay.
And later on, we'll tell you what the Food Outlet specials for this week are. Let's say good morning to Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. We got a winner. We just wanted to thank you for trying. And you're into our end of the week grand prize drawings.
Oh, thank you very much.
Take care. Have a good day. And this is Buddy.
Good morning, Gregory. Jay, I just wanted to hang on. You took my answer.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for hanging on the line. What city has the NODA program, by the way? N-O-D-A? What did he mention? It was one of the last... I'm sorry, say it again?
Indianapolis.
You are right about that. So
wow,
there you go.
Good, buddy. Good
All right, man. You're on the grand prize drawing for Friday, okay?
That's tomorrow. And
thanks, guys.
Got some great
y'all.
Stuff to win there, including a tailgate to-go package. That's a full tray of wings, gooey fries, gallon Red Diamond iced tea, and chips, salsa, and queso from Bob Mauer's Victory Grill.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Looking at the satellite picture, there's some high clouds moving overhead. We'll have a mixture of sun and clouds today, but it's going to be a very nice day. And we're running out of very nice days. This great pattern is about to run out. So high temperature today up to about 73 as the warming trend continues. Tonight's low down to about 50. Tomorrow high in the mid-70s. I think most of the day will be dry. Can't rule out a late-day stray shower somewhere, but I think that showers are more likely by late Friday night. Then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet on Saturday, just about any time Saturday, because the cold front will be moving through the state, and then the showers will end, let's say, towards early evening. It turns much colder as we get into Saturday night, and a cool day Sunday, a little brisk. Highs only in the 50s as opposed to the 70s. And then the next storm system as we look at Thanksgiving week comes in Tuesday night into Wednesday, and that's a critical time period for travelers, so we'll keep an eye on that storm system. Right now this morning we have a few high clouds, a little 3-mile-an-hour breeze, 46 degrees now, 737. If you have a busted toilet or a leaky faucet or a broken pipe, pick up the phone and call Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're very, very professional. It used to be a problem with me because I had the experiences that weren't so good with other plumbers. I remember a couple because I called it an after hour, and it was a ridiculous after hour price. It was like prohibitive. But they never charge overtime at Plumbing by Luke Wire, and that's why people keep relying on their expertise. For now, for me, it's a no-brainer now. Plus, I got the whole house plumbing inspection where they check all the plumbing inside and out, and that's great peace of mind, especially like I'll be leaving next week for a little Thanksgiving trip, and I know there's no big problem lurking for when I get home, and that's good to know. 264-9666 is their phone number, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Thank you, Rich. Next hour, find out how you can have your Thanksgiving dinner paid for by allowing a naughty movie company to set up shop in your home.
Ruh-roh.
You don't have to do anything naughty.
Ruh-roh.
But that is coming up in Stupid News. Next hour, Animal Stories are next at 7:38.
The Fox Business Report.
Charles Schwab is buying TD Ameritrade for $26 billion. Maria Bartiromo of FBN is reporting the deal was negotiated last night. Last month, Schwab announced it was slashing its commissions for online trades to zero. Peter Anderson at Anderson Capital Management says this is a good combination.
I think it's a step up for most investors and clients of TD, because I personally think Schwab has a better service, better research, and all around a better company. So it's a definite plus for TD.
Macy's is reporting a mixed quarter and is lowering its forecast for the year. Macy's says it was hurt by the late arrival of cold weather. Louis Vuitton parent company LVMH is raising its offer to buy Tiffany to $16 billion. Tiffany has agreed to allow LVMH to look at its books. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A judge is ordering DNA testing for the man arrested in connection to Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. Anaya was last seen on October 23rd in Auburn. The judge ordered the testing after prosecutors revealed DNA evidence from a man was found in Anaya's car. Troy police have opened a death investigation after a 58-year-old man was found dead inside his home Wednesday. Police say the man's vehicle is also missing. Troy police are searching for a person of interest in the case. And the Salvation Army kicked off its annual Red Kettle campaign Wednesday. This year's goal is to raise $300,000. The Red Kettles will appear outside of 43 businesses and organizations in the Montgomery area. They are still looking for volunteer bell ringers to collect donations. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? I was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Turkey that could do tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick-performing turkey?
What the hell is that?
It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Simba. It is 7:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Boys and girls, it's that time for animal stories. Wolfman. See, my timing is off. It's decrepitous. Our top story this morning, a woman in Wisconsin posting a video of a turkey stalking the neighborhood mail truck. This is not in New Jersey. We've heard about reports of wild turkeys attacking people.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I've been attacked by wild turkey before.
Oh, I got you.
One of the, if I had to rate the top five worst hangovers, wild turkey would have a spot on that list.
Wow.
But that was long ago and nobody cares. So, anyway. I will post this video on Facebook following Animal Stories so you can see what's been going on. Now, have you ever heard the story of Clara the rhino?
Not sure. No, I don't think so.
Playing the role of the rhino for this story is Simba, because I don't have...
You don't have a rhino in there?
A rhinoceros. Well, I could play some John McCain sound bites, but that's a different kind of rhino.
You don't have a rhinoceros in your pocket?
What does a rhinoceros sound like? I don't know. Do they snort? What do they do?
I don't know.
If you hear what a rhino does, you don't want to be anywhere near it.
Oh.
Because it means it's really...
They're dangerous.
Yeah. This goes back to Europe, where they heard rumors for years about a giant horned creature living in Africa. Clara, the rhino, was the first animal of her kind to be exhibited widely in Europe. Orphaned as a baby, Clara was given as a pet to the head of the Dutch East India Company, later transported to Europe by enterprising Dutch sea captain in 1741. We pause for this drum solo.
Perfectly timed.
Where she caused a sensation. According to the episode of David Attenborough's Natural Curiosities about Clara, she was a royal favorite, commanding audiences among rulers as well as fascinated public crowds, and even started a fashion rage in Paris with wig styles a la rhinoceros.
We're still talking about the rhinoceros. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And poems were written and dedicated to her. Contrary to popular belief, Clara didn't actually inspire the famous woodcut of a rhino by Albrecht Dürer. That was done in 1515. This is from Random Facts. It was based on a rhino that passed away in transport as a memorial.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if this qualifies as animal stories, but we have parents acting like animals at a youth baseball game. This is disgusting. But I'm going to put them in animal stories anyway. An umpire at a youth baseball game asked the parents to stop harassing him. They kept going. One asked if he's mad because the kids are taller than he is. And he quit and left the field.
Yeah, that's the last straw.
I heard another word in the game.
Then be mad.
Wait, did you hear me? Yeah, I heard you. Okay, do you want to have a game here?
No, I don't.
Calm down. It's a baseball game.
Hey, stay professional for the kids and just do your job.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on.
Be mad because the kids are taller than you?
I'll tell you what, parents and their kids' sports, not everybody, and I'm not talking about those of our friends that are listening right now saying, are you pointing a finger at me? No, I'm saying, but we've heard enough of these, haven't we?
No, it wasn't the umpire that set the bad example.
Right.
It was the parents.
Parents.
God help us if their kids grow up like they did.
Geez.
That's just freaking excusable. Pardon me, everybody, while I look. I'll tell you what, while I'm finding this, let's get with Skipper here at 7:48.
Want to?
Yeah.
Well, welcome into the busiest time of the morning. Let's check the city around the boulevard. We have heavy traffic at all the red lights. Very heavy traffic at Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue, inbound to downtown. 231, lot of cars on it headed into Montgomery at this time, as well as the Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. Interstates, I-65 southbound into Montgomery. We're seeing that slowdown at 143 where the Millbrook folks jump on. We also have a slowdown on I-85 southbound into Montgomery from about Chantilly Parkway to Taylor Road. Remember, on the interstates this time of the morning, one little fender bender can cause thousands of people a lot of heartburn. So use caution, drive carefully. Your office location says it all. Sunnova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Everything at Food Outlets costs plus 10%. Here are some of the values, though. They do some special pricing. Jay's favorite, Blue Bell ice cream. Everybody's favorite. It's the best. This is a real full half gallon. I know when I've done the reconnaissance shopping at the chain grocery stores, it's rarely less than $7.99 for the half gallon.
No doubt.
Sometimes higher. $3.95 for that half gallon. And there's no limit. There's no coupon required. Just go get it at your cost plus below 10% price this week. Ribeyes are $6.95. Ask the butcher to cut them a specific thickness if you prefer something a little bit different. Each food outlet does have a butcher who's happy to, do whatever you need when it comes to, and by the way, with lots of folks coming over for holiday celebrations, this is a good time to stock up on Coke products at Food Outlet, because 12-pack cans, $2.97. I haven't seen that low in a long, long time. That's Coke, Sprite, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, all your favorites. At Food Outlet's three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street, west of Highway 31 on Main Street in the Preferred Community, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, right next to East Brook Free Market.
East Brook Free Market.
Can you finish the show?
That's just like East Brook Free Market.
That means East Brook Free Market. An antique mall.
Looker.
And if I'm still
there's
around...
There's that turkey.
There's the turkey in the...
Oh, yeah. See, there he is, yeah.
Come back with my mail.
That's funny. Dying is not.
No.
So...
Thank you for making that distinction.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm... I forgot what I was going to say.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hey, traveling for Thanksgiving, man, I knew I should have driven all to see my stupid cousins drink and watch some football. Guy next to me on his cell phone keeps poking me with his elbow. Knees are smashed, my back is hurting just to see my family and eat turkey. I never should have left my house. The plane needs work, so we're still on the ground. I ain't going home for the holidays. It sucks to fly. I'm getting jammed on a plane.
I had that experience. The most, I mean, with military precision, planning a Thanksgiving trip from Miami to Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, on the radio, we're announcing for days ahead, make sure that you get to the airport on time on Wednesday. It's the busiest travel day of the year, which it no longer is, by the way.
Yeah.
Tuesday of Thanksgiving week is. And so, I think it was in August, I checked to see if I could buy a first-class ticket, get a good price, to fly nonstop Miami to Chicago, and what do you know, 248 round trip.
That's
first
incredible.
Class.
Even well,
yeah,
back then too. Yeah. But.
So I had everything packed and ready to go. Somebody to sit the house. I left very early for Fort Lauderdale Airport because it was easier to get in and out of then. Yeah. Got a premium parking space right on the top deck, directly across from my terminal. Couldn't have gone better. Get in, check in, thank you. Then the delayed sign comes up on the inbound flight. And, okay, so the flight departing for Chicago will be about a half hour late. Okay, one delay. 5 minutes later, after the plane parked at the gate, this flight's been canceled.
So equipment issue?
Yeah, it had a mechanical issue, so they had to cancel it, which I suppose you've got to do. You don't want to get on a plane that's got issues, right? So here's what they did. They chartered two buses.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing this, to the Miami airport.
And drove us all the way back to Miami.
Yeah.
And when we got there, it was like being in that David Copperfield illusion that I participated in, because they had people stay. They knew the bus was coming. There was a DC-10. We had to literally run from the curb where the bus stopped to the gate. And then I get on the plane and I hold my first class ticket.
So, so much for first class.
Yeah, so right. much.
Yeah.
You're going in steerage on this flight.
Yeah.
And I had to stuff myself next to a lady who was, she literally filled not only the seat, but the space between the seat.
What airline was that?
I think it was Delta.
Oh, yeah?
I really don't remember. It was supposed to be on Pan Am. So I had to climb over her, and I get in the seat, and she had a I don't know, some kind of a smell. And then under the seat was a little dog who was really nasty. Little dog that just looked up at me and growled the whole time.
This sounds like what was the Thanksgiving movie with
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Wasn't quite that crazy, but I was supposed to arrive in Chicago at 1:30 and be at Mom's house by 3. I arrived at 11:30 that night.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I did get a $62 refund on my first class ticket on the way.
I would hope so, for first class. Yeah.
A $62 refund? $62?
Well, the ticket was
$248.
$124 each way because I bought it so early. Mm-hmm. But I still got to take the flight, even though it wasn't in first, so they refunded $62 out of $124.
Your first-class ticket cost $124?
One way,
$248 round trip. I bought it in August.
Still?
But that was several years ago.
Well, yeah, I get that.
I would have rather flown in coach on time than have to take a bus. And it's so funny, because
just
the
amazed.
Bus is going to Miami, the traffic is every bit as bad as I warned people it would be.
Sure.
Thinking, what the hell did I do on the radio this morning?
Yeah.
And now I'm in the middle of it.
I've flown first class recently, and I've purchased well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't come anywhere near the 200 or 100 or anything like that.
Me too. I've been buying first class lately.
It is 7:58. We're going to take one final look at the roads before we get to Fox News. And then we come back next hour. We'll have a conundrum. And we have a guest, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have the Prattville Art Gallery coming in today.
And a very competitive group of Morning Maroon nominees.
Well, welcome into the busiest time of the morning. Let's check the city around the boulevard. We have heavy traffic at all the red lights. Very heavy traffic at Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue, inbound to downtown. 231, lot of cars on it headed into Montgomery at this time, as well as the Troy Highway, East-South Boulevard. Interstates, I-65 southbound into Montgomery. We're seeing that slowdown at 143 where the Millbrook folks jump on. We also have a slowdown on I-85 southbound into Montgomery from about Chantilly Parkway to Taylor Road. Remember, on the interstates this time of the morning, one little fender bender can cause thousands of people a lot of heartburn. So use caution, drive carefully. Your office location says it all. Sunnova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality.